Well, we do a youth message every week, and you think, well, why do we do a youth message every week? Because this church is full of youth. How many of you feel young? How many know you're not young? See, that's the whole thing about life. I think it's God's way of letting us know we have eternal life, because the real person that is deep down in here is just as full of and vinegar. And what, but the outside part, right? Does the outside part slow you down? You feel young inside?
Yeah.
You feel like you can still go out there and go hiking?
I want to.
Well, no matter how old you are, you're a child of God. That's why we do youth messages, whether it's on the online service or even here. And my message was, you're special, and you have special gifts. And we're all called, no matter how old we are, is to help one another. Made me think about that. Judy's cousin had her knee replaced last week, and she's over at Centerpoint doing rehab, which she said she wasn't going to do because she was going to get her knee replaced and then go home, and she would do all her rehab at home. Well, it turned out that didn't happen so good. But walking through over there, I'm just looking. People are helping people. And then she's getting help too. And we think about, well, that's good. They're professionals. But every one of us, no matter how old we are, can help somebody if it's nothing more than opening the door for them. And kids especially seem to be willing to help. And you know, sometimes with, well, you need to be seen and not heard. Well, you need to let kids express their special gifts and to be able to help one another. So that's my message, that no matter how old we are, we have a special gift that God has given to us. And it talks about it in the Bible. It's the ministry of helps, which is one of the spiritual gifts. So.